Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift today. I hope you've had a wonderful week, and I'm looking forward to having a fabulous weekend. Yeah, the sun's supposed to be shining, at least warming up a little bit, which is great for all of us. I am very thankful that we had a mild winter this year. Last year was pretty tough for all of us. Let's hope that we get, a little more snowpack this next winter. However, I did enjoy not having to put my car away and drive my huge truck all the time, and not freezing all the time, too. I know you probably feel the same. I want to remind everyone that Elemental Research Incorporated is the sponsor of this show, the one that has those wonderful angstrom minerals that are the foundation which helps you to build optimal health. So give them a call at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. Or you can go to their website, www.elementalresearchinc.com. That's elementalresearchinc.com. And you can also buy those wonderful health packs at last year's pricing. It's going to go away very soon. The pricing is going to have to go up, but they, myself, Elemental Research and Metagenics have worked really hard to make sure that you could have those health packs at an affordable price, right? Because if you don't have your health, what do you have? Nothing. Alrighty, so go check it out, drannette.com. That's drannette.com. Alrighty, well, you remember last week we were talking about the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Now, they published this report, and they're backing this Dietary Supplement Safety Act of 2010. Well, they're trying to restrict everything and destroy DSHEA. Yes, and they're trying to give the FDA more and more power, which is going to be buying right into the Codex Alimentarius that we've been hearing about. And if that happens to us, ladies and gentlemen, you can just kiss your freedom goodbye. We've lost a lot of our freedoms by apathy, but I really encourage you to take action, write your legislature, also go and attend the tea parties. Yes, that's right. You can go to thevitamlawyer.com, healthfreedomusa.org, and check out the video reports there, as well as sign the petitions to stop all this garbage that they're trying to shove down our throat, because socialism was not what our founding fathers intended. You know, speaking of which, I have a friend who's going to a higher education facility, and he was censored because he wanted to decry socialism, saying that it's bad, which it is. You know, it's been proven over and over in history that socialism, it doesn't work in practice. It might look great on paper, but when he was trying to write an essay on how socialism is pervasive in higher education, he was censored and told that that subject did not fit the prompt for the essay, even though it did. Amazing. Well, there was an urgent update from the Vitamin Lawyer that I got just the other day, February 17th. That was last Wednesday. And they need some help with funding to fight off the forced vaccination. You can go to healthfreedomusa.org or thevitaminlawyer.org and check that out. And it says here, urgent funding needed. You've heard about the Stop the Shot lawsuit aimed at delicensing the H1N1 and other seasonal flu vaccines, which we know don't work. We were in court, they say, in December, in November, and in November. And New York backed off its health care workers' mandate, leaving us without legal standing to challenge the vaccine license. Then they were back in court in December again by, in New Jersey, backed off its But New Jersey backed off its licensed child care mandate. And as the judge said, your clients are winning, but we still do not have standing to challenge the FDA's illegal approval of flu vaccines. They are illegally approving these, shoving them through without all of the proper stuff. And we know that all those testings and stuff that they talk about aren't working anyway. And what's really bugging me about this Obamacare is that, you know, they want to give all the power to the FDA and take all of our money away from us. And they say they know better, but they keep approving all of these drugs that kill people and don't work and are causing huge health issues. So we, the people, need to take our country back and say, no, we're not going to allow you, the government, to dictate our lives. Dictate is, you know, definitely a play on what's going on here. Definitely. Well, the people at Health Freedom USA, Citizens United, and the Vitamin Lawyer are working very hard to fight in the legal area for our health freedom. So we should help them back. It's time to fund Stop the Shot legislation. We need to put down Big Pharma's vaccine gambit and also protect natural product industry. They say here, quote, the H1N1 vaccine is a perfect example of Obamacare in action. The government bought $6.4 billion worth of vaccines. Then the government, FDA, approved the vaccines, and albeit illegally. Then the government, the CDC, recommended the vaccine, who probably invented it. And then the government, HHS, distributed them all without following their own drug approval rules. This type of litigation is expensive, so we the people need to help support the ones out there fighting the good battle for us. You can go to Dr. Rima LeBeau, that's drrima.net, www.drrima.net. And you can see her new website. You can go to the Vitamin Lawyers webinars, which are www.naturalhealthoptions.net. And you can also follow the links. And also you can sign up for the newsletters as well, just like I do. And it is very telling. I think you'll find it very informative because they do give you links and information that validates what they're saying. Well, there's some new analysis of warning letter trends from the FDA. And they say the FDA is issuing warning letters at the rate of 1.5 per day in 2009, a 23% increase over 2008. And the FDA has analyzed data from FDA warning letters. They have analyzed data from FDA warning letters to better understand what problem the FDA most often cites. And there's some pretty interesting things there. International harmonization, which is for Codex, supplier management, post-approval controls, records controls, and swifter enforcement. There's a new thing out there for the supplement manufacturers. They have, I remember last week, and the week before, I believe, I was reporting on the new manufacturing guidelines, the good manufacturing practices that the FDA has put out. And there was something interesting on there. Now, generally, when you pick up a supplement, it will have an expiration date on it. You can go to any food store, any grocery store, and you'll see a carton of milk, and it says expiration date and things like that on there. So the food industry, the food supplement industry, has followed suit and put on those expiration dates. So, it starts to lose its potency or whatever. But there's a thing that says the Food and Drug Administration does not require such dating for dietary supplements, and under the FDA's revised good manufacturing procedures, such dating is not permitted unless there's some good scientific reason to have an expiration date. So Elemental Research is going to remove all of its expiration dates to conform to the current practices. So it's necessary for all of us to take action, ladies and gentlemen, to protect our freedoms, because if we don't, you know, the powers that be are going to walk all over our toes, and they don't care if they break them. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting is those very people who want to gain more and more control are the very ones that are poisoning us and taking away all of our freedoms. You know, like the big pharma is huge behind all of this codex and everything, because the pharmaceutical companies want to gain control of the supplement industry so that they can make it a drug and then regulate it and control it and make it super expensive and only available through prescription, so that you don't have the freedom to go and buy vitamin C or zinc or calcium. Yeah. And if you can get it over the counter, it would be such in low doses that you would have to buy huge amounts for it to have any effect, unless you, of course, you went to a doctor and got a prescription for their drug. These very people, FDA, well, they approved Paxil, and Paxil is an antidepressant, if I remember correctly. Yeah, from GlaxoSmithKline. And they've paid out over $1 billion to resolve lawsuits revolving around Paxil since the drug came on the market in 1992. And there was a report, the Bloomberg report, in December of 2009, about 600 Paxil birth defects cases. And there's, some of them are still pending in Pennsylvania. So we want to keep an eye on that. Looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about what's going on with GlaxoSmithKline and Paxil and the Stanton drugs. There's some reports out on that. And some fake and phony, phony research that's been put out there. Even the mainstream media is reporting on this one. It's amazing. It's starting to really take hold. The American people are up in arms, and as we should be, because if we don't take control of our health and our health freedoms, they will take it away. So you want to stay tuned for the rest of the story. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
All right, we're back from the break, and I'm going to remind everyone that Dance Me Cassini Studios in Post Falls, Idaho, has a very wonderful atmosphere down there. You can go down and learn to dance, get some exercise, meet some really cool people, and every Friday night they have the Latin dancing down there. It's really a lot of fun. So they're 4409 West Riverbend Avenue. And they also have some things going on at the Slab Inn. I don't advocate necessarily, drinking and all that kind of stuff, but it's a very clean atmosphere. You think Slab Inn, maybe not so much, but it is. It's really clean. They keep the dance floors clean. They don't let people out there with their booze and cigarettes and things like that. So if you want to go out and dance some Latin dancing and a good mix, they've got a good DJ down there. Rocky's doing a really good job. She's from the Dance Me Cassini Studios. And I go down there to dance as well. Yeah, you can drink water. They don't care. You know, order some cranberry juice and enjoy the evening. There's a lot of fun people there. All righty. And if anybody bothers you, you know, the slab does have some very nice benefits, like bouncers that don't allow a bunch of hijinks there. So if you want to go out and have a little bit of fun, that's a really nice place to go. All right. So we're on back to GlaxoSmithKline. You remember we're talking about that. Let's see. The $1 billion, they're trying to resolve these lawsuits. They did a trial in the case of Kilker versus Glaxo. It ended with a jury in Philadelphia finding that Glaxo negligently failed to warn the doctor treating Liam Kilker's mother about Paxil's risks, and the drug was a factual cause of Liam's heart defects. The jury awarded the family $2.5 million in compensatory damages. After the trial, there was a juror, Joe Mellon, who said that Glaxo did not conduct adequate studies on Paxil. Mm-hmm. Big surprise. Quote, "There were a couple of what I thought were safety signals, and what the plaintiff presented was safety signals that they should have maybe looked into further," he said. And that was Joe Mellon, one of the jurors in the case. October 14th, 2009, the American Lawyer reported that the plaintiff-led attorney, Sean Tracy, had quizzed the jurors about what swayed their decision. Quote, "They said the fact that GlaxoSmithKline never adequately studied their own drug was a big deal." And he went on to say, quote, "The animal testing they did showed that they had a potential problem, and they didn't follow up with adequate studies on animals or humans." Well, it's not really a surprise that they don't do that, because the FDA is pushing all kinds of stuff through. And even if they do all these studies, you know, that's based on junk science and spin. So you can't even trust it when they do go through the studies, but they're not even requiring that they go through the studies. What's up with that? See, during the opening statements at the trial on September 15th, Sean Tracy told the jury they were going to, quote, "see documents in this case that have never seen the light of day before," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "You will see internal GlaxoSmith documents that the FDA hasn't seen, that the United States Congress hasn't seen, and that no jury has ever laid their eyes on before." He went on to say they have been under seal for over 3 years. Now, some of those documents were studies conducted on rats and rabbits. And there was a world-renowned expert from the UK, Dr. David Healy, who testified on behalf of the plaintiffs. This Paxil was originally, I guess, owned by a Danish company called Ferrosan. And it did some preliminary animal studies on rabbits and rats. And there were some problems. It could cause birth defects. In addition to the birth defects, the teratogen, I can't even say that one, T-E-R-A-T-O-G-E-N, can cause a fetus to be born dead or cause miscarriage, which is death before birth. So there's all kinds of studies that they did before it even hit the United States. And so they're going, we'll bury that. Yeah, let's bury it. And during these trials, there was an exhibit showing minutes from a teleconference for Paxil from a team meeting, which Ann Bell and others were present on March 6th of 1998. Eight pages of the minutes stated, page eight, it said, quote, "It has already been discovered that raw data from four of the original Ferrosan-sponsored toxicology studies conducted in Huntington Life Studies were destroyed," by HLS in 1993. So if they don't want you to see it, they just shred it. Meh. No big surprise there. Well, Healy told the jury that he'd done studies for Glaxo and some other pharmaceutical companies, and he still had the raw data 15 or 20 years later. He said, quote, from my work on the serotonin system back in the early 80s, almost 30 years ago, I still have the raw data. The idea that I would destroy the data is almost inconceivable. So these people were destroying data. Children were born with defects. And now this big lawsuit's going on. And, of course, the FDA is crying that it's innocent. It had nothing to do with it. Terrible. Well, if that was true, I mean, what's the deal with that? Because, you know, they got some new stuff coming out that's really, really interesting. There was an article on The Day, published January 15th, 2010. If you have any questions about this kind of fraud, it's no wonder healthcare is so expensive in our country. People are suing because people are getting injured and getting exorbitant amounts of money. Doctors are getting messed over because they believe what they were taught in pharmaceutical-funded schools. But now there's a new story coming out that there's a Dr. Scott S. Rubin, a former member of Pfizer, Inc., Speaker's Bureau, accused last year of perpetuating one of the biggest research frauds in medical history, as was charged today in federal court in Boston with falsifying medical research study. Okay. Rubin, he was formerly a chief of an acute pain center in Bay State Medical in Springfield, Massachusetts, and he faces up to 10 years imprisonment and a $250,000 fine. There's a U.S. attorney, Carmen M. Ortiz, who accused Rubin of accepting the $75,000 grant from Pfizer to research the effectiveness of pain medication Celebrex for a 2005 study in which no patients were actually involved. So how the heck do you do a study without patients involved? Oh, it's not a study. It's a lie. That's right. Well, Rubin's studies have been considered pioneering at the time they were published. His data had supported the use of two Pfizer major products, Celebrex and Lyrica. I thought I had that one down, but I guess not. And Pfizer said it had supported five of Rubin's research initiatives. Well, at first, a Pfizer company just declined to reveal how much they had paid this man. But they're saying that the company played no part in the fraud. I have trouble believing that. You know, so there's some more of the study. There's also from the Boston Globe, doctor accused of faking studies. This was March 11th of 2009, almost a year ago, and we're just starting to hear about it today. This Liz Kowalis, sorry about that, Liz, I can't pronounce your last name. Globe staff, as she says, a widely known Massachusetts anesthesiologist whose research has influenced how doctors treat surgery patients for pain has been accused of fabricating results in at least 21 published studies and in some cases even inventing patients. Wow. Okay. Fraud, lies, subterfuge, destruction of documents, all for the sake of profit. And they say that the pharmaceutical companies don't know what's going on. I don't buy it. I don't know about you, but I just don't buy it. Pfizer's statement is, quote, "It is very disappointing to learn about Dr. Scott Rubin's alleged actions." And that statement went on to say that Pfizer was, quote, "not involved in the conduct in any of these independent studies or in the interpretation or publication of the study results." Wow. So, you know, we got to keep an eye on what's going on here, because they've got, people are faking studies. Now, a big pharma researcher, he admits that he faked dozens of research studies for Pfizer and Merck. Yeah. And there's another thing going on, too. I mean, they say, okay, trust us. We know what we're doing. We're going to do you good and all this kind of stuff. And they said, here, take our drugs. They're going to help you. Regulated by this government body. But they aren't regulating anything. They're making profit. They're watchdogs for the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, those statin drugs that cause, you know, all kinds of musculoskeletal problems. That cholesterol lowering drug supposedly, but there's February 17th of 2010 on Heartwire Medscape News from Glasgow, Scotland. New data from a large meta-analysis of major statin trials suggest LDL cholesterol lowering drugs slightly increase the risk of developing diabetes mellitus. Yeah, so people that are taking statins are starting to have, some of them have side effects of, yeah, diabetes. On top of poor diet and all that kind of stuff, you take a statin drug, oh my goodness. Well, poor diet's usually what causes cholesterol to be in the wrong ranges anyway. So if we fix the problem at its source, that would probably be a better way to go. Well, I hope you have a healthy and happy weekend. Let me know if you want to talk about anything or hear about a particular subject. Go to drannette.com. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a one-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.